HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. Porkopolis is my favorite restaurant.
I love that. Brady had his mother held hostage yesterday to do an Instagram commercial, and somehow or another it leaked all over my world as I continue to get all this. Is Brady's mom okay? Has he killed her? Why is she being forced to say these things? The delivery is flat fantastic.
And that sounds like a lie, right?
Oh, yeah, it does. And you should see it in the video. It's very much a hostage. Those old videos.
Such a natural delivery. Yeah, what are you talking about?
When you see hostages that don't look at the camera, they're just looking over at their overlord with the gun. Bunny's face is, it's great. It's hilarious.
Did you find Morse code? Because you said you were looking for it.
And oddly enough, that's the first thing Jeremy said to me today. See that video with Brady and his mom? She's blinking out something in Morse code. I know it. Yeah, there's definitely something going on where she's being forced to do that. Maybe at the cost of a free place to stay while they're out here.
Yeah.
She has to do commercials for Mother's Day. She has to do, you know, most hostages make you do certain dirty videos. But no, this is the same thing as those Gitmo videos where people stacked up on top of each other, had dogs in front of them, things like that. Brady has tried to kill his mom right in front of us, and we're trying to figure it out. Although, Cha-Ching Chavez has taken over the account as well, as Brady pointed out. And the greatest one. I mean, you had a couple of minor ones that say,
must be nice to give out free meals.
Yeah, it must be nice to have a restaurant. Must be nice to give away that. And then the best one was, must be nice to have a living mom, Cha-Ching Chavez, which is just fantastic.
You are a dick, Brady.
The one Chavez that has a dead mom that still hates that other people have living mothers. That's fantastic. So, pretty great. But, yeah, Bunny, if you need help, blink four times in the next video you're forced to do. Right in a row, but her face is so, we'll put it up on the Facebook thing too. It's so funny. And a great Mother's Day special, especially because it comes with some sort of a date rape drug. It can knock your mom out in just a couple seconds. I had quite an evening last night. I was on the phone with Netflix for about an hour because I went to just, I was looking, I didn't know when that documentary we talked about Lion Sleeps came out. So I don't know, in case it was out, I'm like, oh, Cubs game ended. Let's see if this thing's on. And I go to Netflix, and it, you know, the password's on. I'm like, why in the world would I have to put my password in? The power go out or something? So I had to put my password in. It's not taking it. And I'm like, I don't know. So I said, forgot password. Evidently, I forgot my password. It's the same. And it goes on, and it said, you know, this account is no longer viable.
Uh-oh.
And then Megan said, I got an email from Netflix that said something about that. But, you know, I thought it was one of those spams or scam emails.
Right.
They're like, this just seems weird. It said, Someone in India has logged on to your Netflix account and changed to buy, and then the first, and said, we noticed that that was strange. And then the next email said, they've also changed your email and password. And we thought that also was strange. They've also changed out all the names on the users. We thought that may be strange. Like Netflix, it's really, really strange when India changes all the information of a guy in Phoenix's account. Really straight. You put a lockdown on it. So I called Netflix, and I'm like, yeah, something's not right here. Got this letter. And the lady on the other line, and this is where you're in trouble when India has stolen your Netflix account. And you call up, and you're trying to be nice. And the first thing you hear is, hello, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Oh, your mother. You are mother. You're both ends of this thing. So we just like to tell, okay, what you need to do now is log into your account. I'm like, that's why I'm calling. I can't do that. Okay. The email that you have provided me is not sufficient. Right, because someone in India changed that, and I don't know what kind of access they have. They have access to the entire account. Okay, well, then we need to work on that. Okay, then you need to log in. I'm like, okay, we're going to be going back and forth for a little while here. Okay, don't do that. All right, tell me the last 8 digits of the credit card used. All right, so I break out the credit card. I give him, he goes, that is not matching. And I'm like, well, I wonder, why is that? It appears that we have the same. It is an American Express card. Like, yes, it is. Okay. We have the same kind of card, but you have not given me sufficient number. And I'm like, well, I don't know what to do. Is it a newer card? I'm like, yeah, probably. Okay, because it has been on fire for 3 years. So probably we have the old number. We will wait. Go ahead and get that. And I'm like, see, when you get a new card, you destroy the old one. So you're not, I don't have the old card. Well, how would you do that? And I'm like, I don't know. That's what, okay, what we need to do next you need to log in. And I'm like, if you say that one more time, because I have to log in with the email that you say is no good. Oh, that is true. That is true. Well, let's take a look here. How about on your phone? And I'm like, what? Do you have a Netflix account? I'm like, I have the app. Yes. Log into that. And I'm like, it's the same email. Oh, then it won't work. And I'm like, why? What do you do at Netflix? What is your job? To just annoy me? So I thought, after about 35 minutes of and at the end, he finally goes, well, it appears you have been hacked. You think? You're the ones who sent me the list. So I'm kind of giggling. And at the end, he says, well, there's nothing we can do on our end. And I'm like, so that's it? My Netflix account is just, it's over. My relationship with Netflix has ended, and there's nothing you can do. And this is like being broken up with totally out of the blue. I have no idea what to, there's nothing we can do. I'm like, can I just cancel everything and start over? Well, sure. You mother, why didn't we start there? It's like, you can just tell me you don't want this account anymore. We will get you, and then just sign in with a new one. Oh, my God. 40 minutes of this entire thing of him saying, log into this dead account. And finally, and he just said, yeah, just quit and start over. It's the same thing. I'm like, okay, thank you. Goodbye. And I did it last night and it just starts all over. But you have to.
But didn't you have, you had a pretty good rate, didn't you?
Yeah, it was like $9.
Oh, they ran out. Anyway.
So that's the
thing. It doesn't matter.
Well, they didn't up until this last one. Up until the last one, because I had the one.
I've been grandfathered in too since the beginning.
I had the CDs.
Yeah. They raise you anyway.
I've been at $9.99 up until last year, and then they gave me three bumps this last year, which was great. But so what?
They've scrapped all that stuff.
They can figure that out pretty quick.
They did it like the first time they let you stay at the price, and then they're like, all right, never
mind. I got in on the ground floor of Netflix way back in like 2000, and ever since then, it's like your rates are locked in forever and ever and ever. And in the last year, they've raised them three times because they changed everything. So that hasn't mattered.
You remember like a year ago I told you, all of a sudden, you know how on Netflix it pops up, like you can have an Eric account and
yeah.
Like I had Kalen.
Yeah.
And then Holmberg appeared on my thing.
Huh.
And I don't know how that happened.
Oh, that's odd.
Yeah, maybe I hacked you and I didn't know it.
Yeah, maybe you did. Are you an Indian?
We noticed
some activity in Bhopal. Were you in Bhopal Saturday? No. I didn't jaunt over to India for the weekend, sir. Because the last time you used Netflix was last Wednesday. Then it account opened again in Bhopal Saturday. Yeah, that doesn't seem reasonable to anybody, does it? I flew for 21 hours, plopped down, hit Netflix immediately, and then just opened up new accounts while I was in Netflix with new names and changed all of my – none of this added up. And Netflix knew it. They sent me all the information saying, yeah, this is all wrong, but we're going to let her fly. We're not going to shut your account down and check this out or save any information. We're going to let this go because it makes rational sense that the Phoenix account that we flagged as, that's strange. He's in India all of a sudden, and he's changed every piece of information in the account. But people do that evidently. But we'll still send him an email and say, hey, this doesn't seem right. But we've let it go completely.
Did you watch 15 Bollywood films in the last 3 days?
Do you suddenly speak Farsi? I don't even know where that is. Because it appears that you do, and your new name is Muhammad Al-Hatayota. It's not any of that. Well, that did seem strange to us, which is why we prompted an email to tell you that everything is ruined. The email essentially said, yeah, it's ruined, and you should call us, and we'll tell you for an hour that it's ruined. It was fun. So keep an eye on your Netflix account. But that is.
We had our friends out in Waddell. They found out that somebody in the Netherlands had been charging their card for 2 years for Netflix.
No kidding.
About $400.
That's what I kept telling them. I'm like, hey, if they've got my old card number, and evidently it can't be used anywhere, how in the world did they transfer all this over? Well, that is a mistake on our end. We had not, it slid by us. It did? When they changed my email and password and locked out everything. Yes, you guys noticed that. But the credit card information, we didn't think it would be a big deal. You guys, your whole country is a disaster. The only ones I enjoy are the ones who have moved here. I won't tolerate your country anymore. What's the point?
Yeah, but it's Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's them. India started it, Brady. It wasn't Netflix. It's India. What in the world do you need to break into my – I would allow you to have another –
Well, there just seems to be more companies that are always hiring out the telemarketing
side. That's fine. Telemarket
really
all day. But
difficult.
Telemarketers didn't do it. The country of India is known for just being loaded with hackers, and for whatever reason, Netflix is a target. Like, all they want is an account. Call me. hack my cell phone number and call and go, hello, I live in Bhopal and I would like to be one of the people on your Netflix account. Okay, I'll let you. That's fine. Just don't hack it. I will allow you to watch all the Netflix you want over there in Bhopal. And when they call, I'll say, oh, he's my cousin. Nobody's going to check in. You don't have to destroy my entire account just because you want to watch Netflix. Because that's all the guy said. All they wanted to do was have a profile. Like, well, then all they had to do was ask because I just said yes. I got like six people on my Netflix account. My buddy Kyle. I mean, that's what Netflix is. They would be making 10 times as much if all of us didn't have some friend on there. It's like, ah. My buddy Colin is right. Like, I don't have one. I'm like, just use mine. I don't care. Gave him my password.
Saturday Night Live's used that joke like three or four times.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like
7 billion views from four accounts.
Exactly. There can't be more than that. Some are like, you know, I've given my password out to family and everything else. Some guy from Bhopal calls and said, I will hack you unless you give me an account. Okay. You got it, buddy. And it'll just show up there next to John Megan, C. Ellen Genghis, and then the next thing.
Pradesh.
And Babish, my friend Babish. And if I click on his thing, I get to see his favorites. That's the one thing that guy was really concerned about on the phone last night, too. If you do start over, you realize all of the things that Netflix has picked out for you due to your viewing will be gone. Like, yeah, so my favorites will be, I'll figure it out. But you have all the things you've watched and the program based on that. Like, yeah, it's still been a hodgepodge of decisions, so I'll just start over. No big deal. Okay. Don't worry, I've been watching your account as well. I have a feeling I just called the guy who hacked me because the number that came up on the TV, it said call this
number.
And
you gave him your credit card.
Yeah, I don't care. I've stopped caring. They win. India wins. India, you win. You've got the telemarketers and the hackers. That's it. Once Netflix moves its entire operation over there, you've got the three-pronged attack on us idiots. We lose. We lose in a big way. But God calling them is the worst. And especially when you get an email that says someone in India hacked your account. And the first thing you hear is, thank you for calling Netflix. I'm like, oh, the bigotry is strong right now. It's a powerful beast, and it's in me. So I got back on it last night. And evidently, the entire endeavor to see if that stupid documentary was out, it's not out yet. So in my anger, I watched the Jeselnik special. And it's dark, and it made me happy.
It is dark.
It is very dark. It makes Brady's, I wish I had a living mom, Cha-Ching Chavez thing look like, you know, some sort of joke you'd get on the top of a Snapple cap. Jeselnik is super dark in this one. He is my spirit animal. Pretty great. But yeah, so watch your Netflix accounts. I'm not sure they have access to anything. If they do, Amex is usually great about anybody spending in another place. The lady from Amex has called me before and go, you're not in Florida right now, are you? I'm like, no. All right. I'm like, what happened?
Thank you.
Somebody's trying to charge a bunch of clothes on Miami on your card. Okay, bye-bye. And then they just send me another card. They're all over it. You don't happen to be in Russia right now. Nope, I'm not. All right. We've got somebody trying to charge a car out there. We're going to go ahead and take care of that.
We got you.
One of these days, I'm just going to fly to Russia, charge a car, and come back.
Nope, not me.
Not me. I got a car, and I'm like, uh-huh, all right, we'll take care of that. They've never once asked me a second question.
Now, did you ship that car?
Hi, Mr. Holmberg. My name is Gladys. I'm in Georgia. You getting gas right now? I just did a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. Did it happen to be in Venezuela? No, it did not. Okay, I'll take care of that.
We were ordering those Chinese jerseys.
I know, that didn't help.
Yeah, I did it one time on my own. Yeah. And the lady at Amex tells me, she goes, I don't think this is a good idea.
That's what the Desert Schools told me. Yeah. Desert Schools said no.
They're like, no, what
are you doing? They just flat said no. We ordered like 100 jerseys for $14 from this Chinese website that was just, remember when that was all the rage and we talk about it? And everybody'd email going, what Chinese website are you on? And it was, and the Chinese sat back going, oh, here they come. They're all giving this a credit card. I did it on Desert Schools and they just called and said, we're not, no, no, we won't do it. And I'm like, oh, geez. So Amex was like, yeah, we'll do that. We got that. Because if anything else happens, we just cancel your car.
Hey, it finally worked because the NFL dropped their jersey prices.
It did.
Remember?
Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah. They were $300 for a while. And now, like, 99 seems reasonable. It's like, that's right. Because you know what, NFL? Have them made in China. Have Nike do it in China. Oh, okay. That's a good idea. That made in the USA part of these low. It was $350 for an authentic TJ Watt. I got one last year for $112.
from the Steelers website. So they're going to the Chinese website. It's their credit card that gets hit, not mine.
Weren't there some cool patches on those jerseys, too, that weren't?
Oh, they
you
were.
You could
good.
Order
oh,
the exclusive yeah. patches.
Sometimes
they weren't always spelled right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the spelling was often
Russian.
Way off. Or occasionally got double-sleeved.
Toledo had some solid ones.
Yeah, Eric got
my
that Bears
Seattle
jersey.
Pilots one.
That Bears jersey went down right. to his wrists because it had two different sleeves on. Saw on another sleeve. I hope that guy's short. And it just so happened he was.
It was a different time.
What the hell is this? My Mike Singletary has long, long sleeves. Anyway, yeah, it was. And it wasn't that long ago. But thank you, India, for being such a disaster. And all you Indians who are here, congratulate. Not you Indians, settle down. The other Indians. Thank you and congratulations for getting out of that cesspool of a mess. You make me glad Mexico is our neighbor. That's how much India sucks. You make me happy that you're not closer and Mexico's there. Mexico makes me rest
You've
easy.
You've never even been to India.
And I never will. Do you know why I don't go to India?
Why?
You ever try? You ever try to go to India? Do you ever have a trip
no.
plan? Oh, a month in advance,
shots.
14 shots every week for a few weeks so you don't catch all the diseases they haven't cured that we have.
And like the day before you leave, you have to get some kind of booster, I think.
You got
to
get
right?
loads of them. Loaded with shots because they're like, oh, it's a disease-ridden nest of ugh. The crap is everywhere.
And by the way, I've heard the shots can lay you up for a day or two.
Yeah. And then my doctor that told me that, you like to travel? I mean, the first thing he says to me, my eye doctor, you like to travel? I'm like, I'm going to do it later when I retire. He said, I want to take a lot of time. Oh, yeah. He's like, where have you been? India. I went to India. And I'm like, how was it? It's great if you enjoy looking at poverty all day long. That sounds horrible. Every city we went to.
You can come right out of your five-star hotel.
Into poverty.
The streets of mud.
Yeah. He said it was awful. He said it was pretty, but then right next to pretty was the most horrific thing you've ever seen. He said it was like a dog that was dying with one eye and flies were already in his eye. It's like, and then we stepped over that to go into the restaurant. Like, oh, God.
But he's walking the streets proud. Sure. I don't have to worry about that. I got my shots.
I'm immune to all of this, unlike all you citizens.
I'll shake your hand with an open wound.
Everybody's got these like amputated arms that look like they did it at home. Yeah, that place is a dump. A D-U-M-P dump. Mainly because I'm mad at him right now about Netflix. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? A good one. And a kickoff this beautiful day as all our accounts are being gazed at right now. And if you do have somebody from India, Nadirf is your new profile. Just check it out. I don't know how to do an Indian email, but you'll never figure this out. You'll never figure it out. Give us a wake-up song. Give it to us good and strong. 585-9800. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.
KUPD.